job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Congratulations to the Durand, Arkansas Panther girls basketball team on their qualification for the WYAA state tournament in Green Bay. I'm Brian Winnikins, inviting you to join me, along with former Durand, Arkansas girls basketball coach Lionel Jones and Randy Kohler, for complete coverage of the Panthers' trip to Green Bay. Our coverage begins at 6 p.m. on Thursday night, and tip-off of the Panthers' Division IV state semifinal against St. Mary Catholic will be at 8:15. Coverage from the WYAA Girls Basketball Tournament is brought to you in part by Security Financial Bank, Advent Health of Durand, Bauerbilt Tire and Service Center, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, a division of Ansay & Associates, and our streaming audio being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand and Adams Super Service of Durand. Good luck, Lady Panthers, at the WYAA State Girls Basketball Tournament. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Los Angeles District Attorney, Nathan Hoffman, says his office will not oppose a resentencing hearing for the Menendez brothers serving time for the murders of their parents 35 years ago.
The position we are taking today is that we will go forward. We are prepared to go forward with the court's initiated resentencing proceedings and look forward to a resentencing hearing on that motion. However, we are asking the court to withdraw the previous district attorney's motion for resentencing because we believe there are legitimate reasons and the interests of justice justifies that withdrawal.
New tariffs expected to go into effect this week on Canada lumber. That's jolting markets for another day. Syria's interim government signing a new agreement that creates a ceasefire in all Syrian territories and guarantees the rights of all Syrians, regardless of religious and ethnic backgrounds. It comes amid fierce fighting in the region. This is ABC News. Israel facing criticism for cutting off electricity to Gaza this weekend, which powers water supplies. It comes as phase two of ceasefire talks are about to begin.
For the first time since January, Israel and Hamas set to begin a new round of indirect Gaza ceasefire talks in Doha. Once again, President Trump playing a critical role, this time with his controversial decision to open direct U.S. talks with the terror group Hamas. It appears to have brought both sides back to the table. They'll discuss a U.S.-crafted deal that would see up to 10 more living hostages released, including American Idan Alexander, in exchange for a two-month extension of the ceasefire. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Two tankers collided in the North Sea off the eastern coast of England, a U.S.-flagged oil tanker and a Portuguese cargo ship. A local lawmaker says 37 crew aboard both vessels are accounted for and safe. At least one person is hospitalized. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hey, Green Goblet here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it'd go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Goblet, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Goblet. Let the Goblet get it.
This is the story of the one. He's responsible for keeping a leading healthcare facility clean and safe. And he trusts Grainger's high-quality HVAC cleaning and safety products, combined with their world-class supply chain, to consistently deliver, ensuring he's covered inside and out, so he can focus on keeping his facility clean to help protect the health of everyone inside. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayling. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says indirect costs targeted by Trump administration funding cuts are the fuel that powers critical research.
If the indirect costs are cut, there has been no indication that that's going back to be reinvested in research.
During a press conference last week, Rothman and UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin said campuses are preparing for expected funding cuts. Prison time for a Racine County man who assaulted a DNR warden in northern Wisconsin.
A Forest County judge sentenced 43-year-old Mark Zerba to 4.5 years initial confinement, followed by 4.5 years extended supervision. According to the Wisconsin Department of Justice, Zerba pleaded guilty to battery and attempted battery to a law enforcement officer. The July 2022 incident began when Zerba's daughter was pulled over by the warden for speeding on a UTV. A DOJ release characterizes the subsequent attack as brutal and that the warden feared for their life. The unidentified warden fired their weapon and struck Zerba. The Forest County DA cleared the warden of any criminal charges. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Resolution adopted by the Dane County Board asks state lawmakers to act to prevent gun violence or allow the board to do so. State Senator Kel DeRoys of Madison spoke at a press conference prior to Thursday's county board meeting.
I don't know how many dead kids we need for Republicans in this building to start caring about that and prioritizing their lives and their safety over their own political careers. I don't know what it's going to take.
Resolution asks lawmakers to approve criminal background checks for third-party gun purchases, require locked gun storage, and red flag laws. Republican majorities in the legislature have previously opposed such efforts.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Practically feeling like summer out there today. Shattering record high temperatures across the state as we soar to the upper 60s. Don't mind the breeze, it's pulling out of the south, warming us up about 30 degrees above where we should be. So soak it up and enjoy the sunshine, because we do fall colder tomorrow. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Well, the grain and the livestock markets continue to ingest trade news and changes in tariff rates as they continue to look for direction on the price action. And the confusion was clear today. Wheat higher, corn just slightly higher, soybeans lower. Cattle complex was slightly mixed, but mostly higher. And lean hogs pushed higher again today.
Live with no insured losses to declare so far this week via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, it's a conversation with Pete Meyer from Muddy Boots Ag. Later, Carrie Artek from Artek Advisory and WickedStocks.com. And directly following the news, Jack Scoville from the Price Futures Group. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, here's the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. Monday afternoon, and it feels like a Monday. Did you remember to jump forward this weekend, or are you still? Okay,
I
good.
Did. I made it. I made it this year.
Good.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's awesome. Good for you. Good for you.
Well, although I do feel like, I mean, where did that hour go?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where it went. How do we account for that?
I think the sellers in the equities decided to grab that hour and yeah. use it for a 25th hour today. When everybody else was just off doing whatever they wanted to, the sellers just kept rolling in the equities because the NASDAQ is about to go 900 points lower.
Yeah, yeah.
It is ugly.
They took a hold of that extra hour and dove down the elevator shaft, is what you're telling me.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. 4.92% lower right now. 4.92%.
Wow.
The Dow, I believe, was also 1,000 points lower. Yep. The S&P is like 185, 190 lower. It is a tough day. And, you know, I tell you what, the equities are maybe struggling to digest the tariff and trade and economic news more than what the grains are and the livestock are. It's pretty fascinating stuff to watch. We'll get to the bottom line of it. We got Jack coming up here in just a bit. And then Pete Meyer, Muddy Boots Ag, who's also a partner at JC Marketing with Jared Creed. But Pete's going to be on with us today. We'll take a look at all those markets. And, of course, we got Kerry coming up at the end of the show today.
You betcha.
All right, let's get to it.
Well, Chip, export inspections of wheat in the week ended March 6th of just 216,000 metric tons fell short of trade expectations, but that did not stop wheat prices from charging higher. July soft red winter wheat futures opened higher in near session lows, pushed up to test resistance at 580 before pulling back slightly, but still a high range close. The strength in wheat came after China added a 15% tariff on U.S. wheat, which was widely expected. Strength in wheat futures was also due to recent weakness in the U.S. dollar. July HRW wheat futures 14 cents higher at 591 and a quarter. July SRW up 11 and three quarters to 577 and a quarter. The July spring wheat at last report up 11 cents on the day, 617 and a quarter. Chip, you got anything different there on the springy?
Yeah, they did settle it finally for us, okay. Davis. Up 12 cents, 618 and a quarter. So penny higher than what that last trade was. You know, just the market is looking for direction from many, many different places right now. And the idea that Ukraine and Russia may be coming to at least to the negotiating table, I think is actually taking a little bit of selling interest out of that wheat market.
Well, export inspections of corn in the weekend of March 6th totaled 1.82 million metric tons. That easily topped trade expectations. USDA this morning also announced the sale of 126,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to Japan in the current marketing year. Corn futures today were caught between the gains in wheat futures and lower prices in the soy complex. Lower bean prices anchored corn to just modest gains. July corn futures opened slightly lower and then turned higher to test resistance at 480. Chip, today, the fourth consecutive higher close and the highest close since Feb 27. May corn futures 2¾ higher today, 472. July corn up 2¾, 478.5. December corn futures closed at 455. That's up 0.75.
Yeah, and the fund positioning, we'll talk to Jack about it here in just a second, but man, the funds have really, really lightened up on that long position in here.
Well, export inspections of soybeans in the weekend of March 6th totaled 844,000 metric tons. That was at the high end of trade expectations. USDA this morning also announced the sale of 195,000 metric tons of U.S. beans for delivery to unknown destinations. China's tariffs on U.S. soybeans were increased by 10% today, and that likely encouraged some selling in the soy complex. Additionally, the Brazilian bean harvest is estimated at just over 61% complete. That puts harvest ahead of last year's pace. July beans gapped higher and opened near session highs, end of the day near session lows to complete a downside reversal. May beans 11 cents lower, 10.14. July beans down 10.5 to 10.28 and one quarter. Novi beans closed at 10.17 and three quarters, down 7¾ cents, Chip.
Yeah, July bean meal today down $1.60 at $309.50. July bean oil down 114 points, 42.73. The market isn't doing anything slow right now.
Yeah. Well, December cotton today was 20 points higher at 68.66. On your livestocks, April fat cattle ended the day higher but closed below the opening range, and that's a sign of the market losing some upside momentum. April fat cattle were 30 cents higher at $200.57.5. April feeder futures 22.5 lower, 277.92.5. And April lean hogs 95 cents higher on the day, 88.30. Chip.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Jack Scoville, Price Futures Group. Hey, Jack, how's it going?
It's going fine. Still in Chicago, so what can I say? But beautiful day out there.
It is. I've got the window open today here in the bunker. It's feeling pretty good, man. Make sense of what we saw in the grains today.
Well, I think when you look at what's going on down in South America and with the tariff wars against China really heating up, the beans were going to be lower. That's all there is to it. Yeah. We're not going to be selling a lot of beans to China anytime soon, that's for sure. Not that we were going to be, but even more so now with this tariff, with the tariff wars going on, China basically putting tariffs on all ag products, including soybeans. So it's going to be a bad deal for soybeans. and will continue to be a bad deal for a while. And I think the market reflected that. The wheat, to me, it was hard to find any news about wheat. I do understand world prices have been firming up, but then I saw the Soviet prices were a little, or the Russian prices were a little soft. But even so, it does, you know, we are short internationally in wheat. And one day, I promise you, we will start exporting more wheat from the United States. you know, that's been a dream for a couple of years now. But
yep.
I think maybe we're getting in a position that it could happen. And I think corn was up kind of along with the wheat, and really reflecting the removal of the fund long position in the corn last week. They sold an unbelievable amount of corn, got away with it, and now the corn's able to move higher.
Yep. Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, wow. It happened in a hurry, lightening up on those long positions in there. Jack, good stuff, man. We'll talk to you again.
Okay, sounds great.
You bet. Jack Scoville, Price Futures Group. Pete Meyer, opening print, Muddy Boots Ag, up next here on AgriTalk.
Something special is happening in America's cornfields. It's called Invita. Invita allows all crops to fix their own nitrogen and reduce fertilizer. It's helped farmers grow millions of acres of corn with less nitrogen. And less nitrogen is good for the corn, good for our farmers, and good for our planet. Invita's sustainable technology helps farmers maximize profitability with guaranteed results, which makes Invita an investment that's good for us all. Learn more at azotic.com/investor. That's azotic.com/investor.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I taught for 20 years.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, providing land loans to help family farms thrive in any challenge. Terms and conditions apply. Visit FBN.com/AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us on this Monday afternoon. We've got a lot of ground to cover with Pete Meyer. Pete's with Muddy Boots Ag and a partner with Jared Creed at JC Marketing. He joins us right now. Pete, it's good to talk to you. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Chip. On one side of the spectrum, we have Davis Michelson. And on the other side of the spectrum, we have Jack Scoville, who I worked with for years. Jack did not sound very excited today.
So. No.
Davis is always excited.
I'm excited and, enough for all of us, buddy. I got it covered.
And Jack, I remember from years ago at the Price Group. He probably doesn't remember me, but yeah, he didn't sound very excited today. So okay.
well, we had. If you want to just look inside of the Price Group, we've kind of had the extremes on today because we had Phil Flynn on the show this morning.
I didn't know Phil was with the Price Group.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. So so that got a little, Phil gets a little excited about things. It's good to see you last week. How you been?
Yeah, thanks. I've been great. Yeah, it was nice to be in Denver. It was nice to see the interest in what we're doing on the carbon side, which I think we're going to talk about in a little bit. But there's still a lot of uncertainty out there, and I think people are really starting to feel it. I mean, you could tell by the overflow crowd listening to Brooke Rollins, the Secretary of Agriculture, I personally didn't think she didn't really give us much insight, but it was interesting for her to say that she's friends with Lee Zeldin. I don't know anybody in New York that's friends with anybody in Texas or vice versa, but okay, I'll take her at her word. But these are tough times, you know. I mean, S&Ps were down 200. They just caught a bid here now. They're down only 174, but
NASDAQ, I mean, like I said, it was knocking on the door of a 900-point decline. I don't know if we ever got there or not, but holy smokes. I think some of that
also has to do with the fact that X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, was hacked today and had a big outage. So
Right. So we'll talk a little bit more about that at the end of the show when we get Kerry Artak on here. He wants to give us some analysis on Tesla, and so I'm sure that we'll get into that whole conversation. Now I know that you and Jared have talked about the insurance, crop insurance decision making process. I don't want to go from start to finish because the last thing I want people doing is saying, you know what, I made my decision based on what a couple of guys on the radio said.
No, and I'm the wrong guy to ask because, A, I'm not a registered crop insurance agent, and I spent just enough time with that and our clients to be dangerous. I can say this, okay? When you look at the subsidies that are available this year, and they may not be available next year if Doge gets their hands on some of the stuff, from what I understand, Doge is looking at the crop insurance business. But when you start looking at products that are 65 to 100% subsidized, you have to grab all you can get, and I believe that you probably have to especially grab it in light of all these tariffs and everything that's going on in these markets. So we have strongly suggested that everybody look at the ECO, the enhanced coverage option, and make their choice from there. But everybody's farm is different. Everybody should speak with their crop insurance agent if they haven't already. I mean, I realize there's only 5 days left, so this might be old news. Or guys are saying that. I don't care, but please have a strong conversation with your have an in-depth conversation with your crop insurance agent. But we think that the ECO is the best way to go this year.
Yep. All right. Okay. Let's talk a little bit more about these tariffs and the goals and where it is leading us and how we're going to get there. I mean, okay. Bottom line it for me. What are you thinking?
I think he's trying to push the economy into a recession. I think he thinks he's playing chess and the rest of us are playing checkers, and we're not. The fact of the matter is that the stock market is telling you that today. And so a couple of things, Chip. A, last week, before the State of the Union, he came out with this thing on Truth Social or whatever. It talks about internal demand. Okay?
Yep.
Nothing. And then during the State of the Union, he says, love my farmers, love you. Look, if you can take Trump's love and your banker is going to give you some credit for that, God bless you. But the fact of the matter is I love my farmers, but you're going to have to hang with me a little bit longer. Okay. Yep. Then he, Maria Bartiromo, or whatever her last name is, says this week about about the about recession. Can you rule out a recession? He says no. Here's the deal, okay? The internal demand, all that stuff. I understand. I can look at both sides of the tariff thing and say it's inflationary, it's deflationary. It is deflationary for the country. Like in this case for us, it's deflationary for us, right? The fact of the matter is that you're going to flood the market with everything that gets made in the U.S. I mean, this includes steel and a lot of other things. I mean, the steel guys are very happy to see the tariffs. But I think he's actually telegraphing this to you that he has said from the start his focus are high interest rates are too high. His last administration talked about the dollar being too high. You don't hear that anymore. The stock market's falling apart. When they asked him last week about the stock market selling off, he says, I don't watch the stock market.
Right.
4 years ago, or let's say 7 years ago, that's all he was watching.
Yep.
I'm reading between the lines here, but I think he's trying to push us into a recession. And the reason for that is when you have a recession and you have deflation, what's the first thing to happen? Your interest rates go down. So I don't know how fast he can get there, but the fact of the matter is I think in his mind – he thinks that he can push interest rates down. Jay Powell and the rest of the Federal Reserve Bank have no interest in talking to the man. I think he thinks that the only way he can do that is by creating a recession, a deflationary pressure, interest rates go down, and then he has some grand scheme to rebuild the entire economy, including the farm economy. Mm-hmm. Please, somebody tell me I'm full of you know what, because I just don't, you know, the stock market now has been telling you for the last week or so or 10 days, you know, yeah, I see it. So we have to be able to make, and let's be honest about it. You know, you saw today, you were talking about the bean market, or Jack was talking about the bean market. Here we lost another, what is it, 7 or 8 cents in the back for new crop. We're going to plant a lot of corn. If it wasn't for the wheat market, corn would be
lower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's the R word. I really do. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't know, but I'm trying to figure out what the end game is.
That's playing with fire, isn't it?
Of course it is. But I mean, his focus is on interest rates. Last time was the dollar and the stock market. Now it's interest rates. Don't care about the dollar. Farmers need to hang with me a little bit longer. I'm not going to rule out a recession, he says, just over the weekend. I don't know. You only have to beat me over the head twice with a baseball bat for me to run away. So,
just twice.
You know, I understand. You know, I just wish I could stand in front of the man and say, hey, explain it to me like I'm a golden retriever. Please explain it. Yeah. But we don't get the explanation. We get sound bites. And unfortunately, these markets are running on headlines. And I also think while the funds got long based on momentum, I think they also got long. And look, they made money on it. Let's be honest. I mean, there's not going to be any tag days for all the funds that bought corn below 450 in the front. But the fact of the matter is that I also think that they got fooled and thought that the tariffs were going to be an inflationary event. And now I can see how it could be a deflationary event.
Okay. What I'm not getting here is how is the recession going to fix our spending problem?
Your borrowing cost will be lower. what can I tell you? Seriously, again, maybe he is playing chess and I'm only playing checkers. I'll be the first one to admit it. You know me for a long time, Chip.
Oh yeah.
I know what I know and I know what I don't know. Right. And I don't know what this is.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting process that we're going through. There is no question about that. And what I find most interesting about, or one of the most interesting things about it, is you can't rule out anything.
No. Unfortunately, you know, Jared and I are in the business of trying to bring risk management to the farmers, but we are at headline risk every day. I mean, after last week, besides the fact of being in Denver, coming back, it's exhausting. These headlines are exhausting. I mean, you know, on one side, you have the Secretary of Commerce, whose name escapes me at the moment, the guy that used to run Cantor Fitzgerald.
Lutnick,
anyway.
Right?
Yeah, Howard Lutnick, right. Yep. So, thanks, Chip, I'm old. But, he's out, oh, no, we can kill these tariffs day after tomorrow. And everybody's like, yeah, right. Well, he was right. They did kill him the next day, but they didn't kill him. They moved him out 30 days.
Right.
So, look, you and I have been in these markets for a long time. Whether it's a share of GM or a bushel of corn, the markets hate uncertainty, and that's what we have with this president, unfortunately.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. Okay. All right. We are in the middle of a conversation, a red-hot conversation with Pete Meyer, Muddy Boots Ag. Pete, when we come back, let's talk a little bit about biofuels and what the status is of some of these issues. And then we got to get a little market outlook in here, too. We got WASDEs tomorrow. We're talking with Pete Meyer here on AgriTalk.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the Ag anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Let's go to the markets page at profarmer.com and check today's closes, where July HRW wheat futures were 14 cents higher at 591 and a quarter. July SRW up 11 and three quarters to 577 and one quarter. May corn futures were 2¾ higher at 472. December corn futures closed at 455. That's up 0.75 cents. May soybean futures 11 cents lower on the day, 1014. November beans closed at 1017 and three quarters, down 7¾ cents. December cotton today was 20 points higher at 68.66. On your livestocks, April fat cattle were 30 cents higher at $200.57½. April feeders 22.5 cents lower at 277.92½, and April lean hog futures 95 cents higher at 88.30. Get more market news every market day. Visit tryprofarmer.com.
Day one.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Practically feeling like summer out there today. Shattering record high temperatures across the state as we soar to the upper 60s. Don't mind the breeze, it's pulling out of the south, warming us up about 30 degrees above where we should be. So soak it up and enjoy the sunshine, because we do fall colder tomorrow. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. If the world is your oyster, we've got pearls of wisdom on AgriTalk.
Okay, I got to stay on topic that we were on at the end of the last segment for just a little bit longer. Pete Meyer, Muddy Boots Ag, is our guest analyst today. We're talking about, okay, what are the goals here?
My opinions are definitely my own opinions, Davis.
Well, yeah.
The Davis is a little disclaimer there. By the way, S&P's up 50 handles since we went on the air, so maybe we ought to create a marathon here and see how this goes. Go ahead.
I'm ready.
Okay. So what is happening from the top down, it's more than just a shake-up to shake things up. It's more than just change for the sake of change.
What, that's my opinion. Yep.
Yeah. What does this look like? You know, I've been saying, listen, we got to give him a chance to make this thing look better when we get to the other side of this. What does the other side look like, do you think?
Oh, the other side looks like a reset in house prices, a reset in all prices, based on a deflationary economy, yeah. and a reset in interest rates. And I think he's a builder, right? So I mean, I really think he believes in his heart of hearts that he can rebuild a much, much stronger economy. That's what he talks about. You can't really, with the stock market at record highs, just, you know, let's call it a month ago. Yeah. The dollar, I don't think matters because he's compensating for that with tariffs. Interest rates are way too high. I mean, it's just, you know, sooner or later we would have gotten there anyway because the economy would have gotten too red hot. I think he's forcing the issue on that. He has said from the start that interest rates are way too high. Mm-hmm. And if one thing I know about him, when he gets on a topic like that, he's a dog on a bone.
Yeah. 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 Interesting. Okay. You were talking about the domestic consumption and farmers selling more into
now up
here.
70 handles. Now S&P up 70 handles. Keep going, Chip.
Selling more into the domestic market. Yep. Was that telegraphing full 100% support for biofuels?
Absolutely not.
Oh!
I don't think so. I think what he's saying is that, you know, I mean, when you look at, okay, maybe he took the macro view and looked at agricultural imports. And when you look at agricultural imports, yeah, they set a record last year, or they were very high last year. When you dig down into the numbers, the largest single agriculture import was horticulture, which are flowers.
Horticulture. Yeah, and that's it. Fruits.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I mean, everybody loves their blueberries.
I love my blueberries as well. I mean, yeah. I'll be 68 years old this year. I can't get enough antioxidants in my system, right? I'll eat blueberries all the time.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is that, you know, and Brooke Rollins talked about that in Denver, but it's like, yeah, we don't import any corn. We don't import any soybeans. We don't import any of this stuff. Right. So, you know, he's talking about internal demand, but I'm not sure. I hate to say it. I'm not sure he knows what he's talking about. Because maybe we get rid of UCO. Maybe we get rid of all this sugar-based ethanol that's coming into Georgia to Lanza to create sustainable aviation fuel. I'm all for it. Mm-hmm. The fact of the matter is that the U.S. farm produces more than we need. Yeah. So we have to protect global markets.
Okay.
It's all a tough one, Chip. I understand. It's a tough one. It's a tough one for, but that's why we're at the, you know, we're
so
trading
the
headline risk.
What is the stat? What is going to be the status of the biofuel supports going forward? What do you see?
Well, Brooke Rollins said she's friends with Lee Zeldin. I mean, if you ask me, I mean, what I would like, you know, the E15, everybody, you saw all those people from the National Corn Growers Association wearing the E15 badges.
Yeah.
I'm fine with E15. The problem is, and you and I have discussed this, is that E15 only works if it becomes the floor. It doesn't work if it's just another consumer option, which is what it was sold as, because the infrastructure is just not there in the highest demand centers up and down the East Coast. It's just not there. So, you know, yeah, if you make the floor E15 instead of E10, let's say, okay, now we got something. Now we can probably add 25%, maybe 20 to 25%, maybe as high as 30% on our demand. I get it. But what does deflation do to your price of crude oil? We're at $65.
Right.
So what's your choice there? I mean, I don't know. Sustainable aviation fuel, I tell you, in mid-January, I had the opportunity to speak to the lovely people of South Dakota Corn. And the guy who spoke after me, whose name escapes me at the moment, because then again, I guess I didn't have my blueberries. So was a guy from Delta and basically did not once mention 45Z. Just talked about Delta's commitment, United's commitment, Southwest's commitment to be at a certain percentage of their fuel by 2030 and to be carbon neutral by 2050. They can't get there without alcohol to jet, which is ethanol to jet fuel.
Right.
Can't get
so,
there.
So didn't talk about 45Z. Does that mean that they're pushing forward with the incentives or not?
Yeah, they're pushing forward without it because they need it to fly into They need it to fly into Europe. Europe has a 2%. A 2% requirement at the moment, that's going to start to increase over time. But, you know, I mean, you saw the South Dakota legislature this week passed a House bill, HB, some blah, 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 whatever number it is.
1052.
There you go, 1052. And basically that was aimed at Summit. That says you can't use eminent domain to put in a carbon sequestration pipeline. It was specific to that. I get it. Summit did a really poor job on the marketing side. I mean, you know, and I don't know if they'll admit it or not. I mean, they're going to try to go around them because they have states, but states that have agreed to it. But the fact of the matter is that you can absolutely create sustainable aviation fuel from the airlines and put the carbon in the ground in the Eastern Belt, but you can't do it out west. You're going to need a pipeline. So the South Dakota corn people are very nice. They said to me, Pete, you can talk about anything except a pipeline. So, Chip, you and I know each other. I started the whole presentation by saying I understand that the pipeline is in South Dakota is comprised of 2 four-letter words. And I got some murmurs from the crowd. Yeah. But, boy, that whoever the Speaker of the House is at South Dakota, he went on a Twitter rant against Summit and basically said, don't let the door hit you in the on the way out.
Right.
Sustainable aviation fuel in the U.S., like the carbon market, is going to remain voluntary, in my opinion. Yeah. It'll remain voluntary. And that's tough.
So what does it look like voluntary? I mean, I don't think it's the end of those markets, is it?
Oh, no. I mean, we have a mandatory SAF market in California, right? If you fly San Diego to Sacramento, that plane better have sustainable aviation fuel. I mean, there are plenty of refineries. Montana Renewables is a perfect example out in North Dakota. I mean, they're selling into the California market. I mean, the three states with a low carbon fuel standard, California, Washington, and Oregon, you know, those are really the only ones in the country with a quote unquote carbon plan. They don't. So there will be there. And the voluntary, I mean, at this point, it has to be consumer driven. And it will be consumer driven if things get cheaper. I'm trying not to think about that, right? But if we do have a recession and things get cheaper and interest rates go down, maybe the consumer is willing to pay a little bit more to fly on with sustainable aviation fuel. There's a lot of unknowns. But as far as I think we started this conversation with you asking about a requisite market or required market. No, I don't see it. Okay. I don't see it anytime soon.
Okay. All right. We got a WASDE report tomorrow. Do you know that? We got WASDE tomorrow?
Yeah, it could be our last one for a while if they don't pass a funding bill.
Yeah. The funding bill, yeah. Boy, March, we've got the prospective plannings report coming up at the end of the month, quarterly grain stocks at the end of the month. This March report really doesn't grab a whole lot of attention, does it?
No, but I did see today that just as we were going on the air, spools are selling off. Oh well, the USDA did announce, according to Kim Chipman, who's been on Crop Tour a few times from Bloomberg, they did announce that they were going to take tariffs into consideration in the March report that was just announced today at about 12 o'clock Central. So. We'll see. I don't know. The prospective plannings report is another report that, you know, our friends at NASS hate to publish because it doesn't withstand the test of time. I'd love to see the quarterly stocks report to see what's going on there. Yeah. But you know, that's, we're not going to see that. Yeah, it's tough, Chip. I don't know that we can expect much in March, but let's put it this way. If the USDA is going to take tariffs into account,
yeah,
there's going to be some shuffling of the deck chairs as far as export demand is concerned. And they, I don't, you know.
They didn't make the announcement just to make the announcement.
Correct. Correct. I do feel pretty bad about some of our friends. You and I have friends on the NAS side of the equation. Yeah. You know, I have talked to a few people there who are not sure they're going to be working there much longer. They are very concerned that the staff cutting is coming. My point there is that I'm very concerned about the data that you, I, every one of your listeners, every trader out there is concerned about, that it's going to be just, you know, if they start cutting staff, and what does NAS have, 700 people? I mean, it's just a small piece, but they start cutting staff, it's going to be trouble. And I worry about it. They've been on a hiring freeze for years, and yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, Jim.
Pete, you gave us a lot to think about, man. Thank you so much. We sure appreciate you.
No, it's okay. Thanks, Chip. Thanks, Davis. And everybody, safe planning.
Nice. Nice. Pete Meyer, Muddy Boots Ag. We got Carrie Artac up next here on AgriTalk.
Day one.
Here's a real-life story that affects 50% of all of us out there. It's called divorce. If you've gotten divorced and now you're struggling to pay your bills and your credit card debts are completely out of control, you need to call this special debt relief hotline right now. We help people with all kinds of money problems caused by different life challenges, a divorce, a job loss, even heavy medical bills. All these life events can sometimes financially stress you out and cause you to get out of control. We help people get their lives back by showing them ways to consolidate and reduce their debt, in some cases for a fraction of what they owe. If your credit card balances are more than $10,000, call us and learn how to reduce your credit card bills and monthly payments now. Here's our number.
Paid for by debt.com. Call now at 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. That's 800-810-1820.
Congratulations to the Durand, Arkansas Panther girls basketball team on their qualification for the WYAA state tournament in Green Bay. I'm Brian Winnikins, inviting you to join me, along with former Durand, Arkansas girls basketball coach Lionel Jones and Randy Kohler, for complete coverage of the Panthers' trip to Green Bay. Our coverage begins at 6 p.m. on Thursday night, and tip-off of the Panthers' Division IV state semifinal against St. Mary Catholic will be at 8:15. Coverage from the WYAA Girls Basketball Tournament is brought to you in part by Security Financial Bank, Advent Health of Durand, Bauerbilt Tire and Service Center, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, a division of Ansay & Associates, and our streaming audio being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand and Adams Super Service of Durand. Good luck, Lady Panthers, at the WYAA State Girls Basketball Tournament. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
When the game is on the line, championship teams know the game plan. They communicate and work together to win. We all need a game plan to protect ourselves online. Talk to family and friends so they know how to stay safe too. Create strong passwords, turn on multi-factor authentication, update software, and recognize and report phishing. Because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld. Then share them with family and friends.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly, Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and AgDay's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
The next disaster is coming. The time to get ready is now. Make a plan. Identify meetup locations and people you'll need to contact. Put your contact list in your wallet, on your phone, and somewhere visible in your home. Build a kit. Store enough food and water for 3 days. Don't forget your pets. And consider buying a pre-made kit. Keep at least 7 days of medication on hand. Work with your pharmacist and insurance company to secure the extra doses. Make copies of important documents. Keep them on your phone, in the cloud, or on a USB stick. Stay informed. Learn about local hazards. Take courses in CPR and first aid. And sign up for local alert systems. An early warning can give you the time you need to prepare for a fast-moving disaster. Be ready. Learn more at americares.org/sendusin.
We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you're with us on this Monday afternoon. Man, a lot to think about in that conversation there with Pete Meyer. Just make sure that you think all this stuff through. That's the important thing there. Right now, let's bring in Kerry Artak, Artak Advisory and WickedStocks.com. Kerry, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, Chip. How are you?
Doing real fine, real fine. Now, don't forget, everybody, for the commodity analysis, go to artacadvisory.com, A-R-T-A-C, advisory.com. If you want to get some of the equity work that Kerry and family does, then go to wickedstocks.com. And what? I mean, we're into some wild, wild swings in these markets right now, dude. It's impressive, isn't it?
It sure is. You're talking the stock market, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm starting to talk all the markets, but stock market in particular. So
yeah, no doubt. I mean, we could start there if you want, or I could jump into May corn if you like.
Yeah, go ahead and hit us with May corn. Let's start there.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Well, we came off of a significant overhead resistance area a few weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, that was then around 498.5, and then quickly just reversed back to what I consider to be breakout support. In other words, about 2 months ago, we settled above a one-year channel top that is at 444.75 this week. May corn trading around 472 even less. But we tested that actually last week. We came falling all the way back to at that time last week, it was 445.5. 444 and three quarter this week. Base of support. From here, we can round back up to 494.5 over the next month or so, potentially all the way up to 539 and three quarter over the next 3 to 5 months. That's kind of an estimate. So from here, 444 and three quarter, your floor of support, above which we should rally back into the mid 490s again over the next, say, 3 to 5 weeks or so, where we could actually top out through April, possibly into May expiration, fall back into the mid 440s again. We could fill that area out repeatedly in terms of these up and down swings as we move into April, May. If we can close above 494.5 at the end of a week, I don't see that this week, but if we were to, then 539 and three quarter becomes our next kind of 1 to 2 month target. Now, as we come into spring, volatility heightens. So these time frames are very subjective. And so closing above 494.5 say in the next few weeks, we could see 539 and three quarter within a few more weeks. 539 and three quarter is what I consider to be the backstop, if you will, in terms of price resistance for the broader corn futures markets. That's not to say that we wouldn't take it out to the upside, but it is a 3-year channel top. So we could fail there through the rest of the year. If we can get above 539 and three quarter in the coming months, then we've got a significant rally on our hands, I think, as we move into summer trade. Downside, if we close this week back below 444 and three quarter May corn, that is a buy signal failure from a couple of months ago that should then yield 414 and a quarter, which is the May contract low from August. That would be in probably, you know, 2 to 3 weeks. And over the next 2 to 3 months, or perhaps by May expiration, we could unwind all the way back to 385 even, which is the weekly chart low from last August that the DEIS 24 contract then put out at that time. So closing below 440 and three quarter, I see no good reason to be bottom picking or long May corn as we move through the balance of its existence. On to April West Texas Intermediate crude oil. I needed to put this out there because we threw off a big sell signal last week that remains intact below 67.59. That is a kind of a 1-year channel bottom that we are now below. It is our price ceiling and below which over the next 1 to 2 months, 59.89 is likely. We could bottom out there into summer trade, but if we take out 59.89, then we're looking for 52.76. Now, I venture to say that if we were to take out 59.89 over the next couple of months, we're talking real kind of a emerging recessionary environment, the low 50s then in reach by the end of the year, but it's pretty stair-step on the way down. If we can close this week back above 67.59, just the opposite. I see a 2 to 3 month rally into the upper 70s, 79.30. And so 67.59 is a big pivot point through spring and into summer trade with respect to a crude oil market, West Texas Intermediate. And finally, a Tesla. Okay. It's been throwing off these big sell signals now. We had one about a month ago below 345 roughly, and we are expecting 256.44. That is a 2-year channel bottom. We gapped below that this morning, and now holding below 256.44, we're expecting 154 even to 160. We're trading around 222 last I looked. So, you know, this is a new sell signal that I think within 2 to 3 months should yield 154 even to 160 even. And with present volatility, that could be within 2 to 3 weeks. 154 even to 160 for Tesla is a 3-year channel bottom, 4-year channel bottom, actually, that could actually contain annual selling pressures. And I expect it below 256.44, which is a good short setting zone if tested. If we can close the week back above 256.44, we actually have a good low probably through the month of April. And during that time, over the following month or two, we can push back to 345. I'll say one other thing about the broader S&P 500. It threw off a big sell signal last week, holding below 5808, and we're trading around 5615 last. But holding below 5808, we are expecting 5475. And with present volatility, what played out today, we could see 5475 over the next few days, this week. 5475 is a 2-year channel bottom. So we could bottom out there, rally back to 5808, and even on to new highs over the next few months. So the 2-year bull trend off that October 22 low remains intact above 5475. If we close this week below 5475, it starts to look pretty ugly as we move into later year. I would then anticipate 4500 in the S&P 500 over the following, say, 5 to 8 months, or as we continue into the third, fourth quarter. That's pretty much all I got, Chip.
That's awesome. Bonus S&P there. I love it. Good stuff, Kerry. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. You have a great day.
You bet. Kerry Artak, Artak Advisory for Commodities, WickedStocks.com for the equities. National Weather Service 6-10-day outlook. This is March 16th through the 20th. Below normal temperatures, northern Minnesota, North Dakota, most of South Dakota, then a band of near normal temperatures, Wisconsin, Iowa, Nebraska, and above normal temperatures expected to the east and south of that. We've got above normal precipitation expected across the entire Corn Belt. 8 to 14 day near normal temperatures in the west and northern areas. Above normal temperatures in the northern, central, and eastern Corn Belt. And above normal precipitation from the Iowa-Minnesota border. Excuse me, Iowa-Nebraska border to the east.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Andrew McRae, host of the American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Things are just better when you switch to Cricket. The sun shines a little brighter. Happy music starts randomly playing. Best of all, you can get iPhone 13 for just $29.99 with the ultra-bright Super Retina display and up to 19 hours of video playback, all on Cricket's super-fast 5G network. See? Isn't that better? Smile. You're on Cricket.
Requires new account and port in on $60 plan. First service charge, tax due with sale. $25 activation fee. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See store for details.
Thank you for making Total Wine & More America's number one online source for spirits, beer, and wine. Better than all those delivery apps. Total Wine's prices are up to 30% lower with super fast delivery and no hidden fees. Order direct at TotalWine.com and pay less today.
Drink responsibly. B21.
Choose Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil designed for today's engines exclusively at your O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and